Hi there. The word for you today is on staying power. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "Here on earth, you will have many trials." Here are two more reasons why you need to develop staying power. First, it overcomes prolonged illness. When sickness saps your physical, emotional, and mental strength, that's when you need staying power. Here's a powerful scripture from Proverbs 18, verse 14. It says, "The strong spirit of a man or woman sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can rise up or bear?" Charles Spurgeon was known to multitudes as the Prince of Preachers. His ministry impacted London and much of the British Isles. Yet he was so sick that he had to spend a lot of his time resting in southern France. His wife, who became an invalid after the birth of their twin sons, transcended her physical limitations with staying power. Though she was paralyzed, she directed from her bed an unprecedented book distribution effort, and it's largely because of her staying power that Spurgeon's books are on the shelves of more people around the world than the books of most ministers. And here's a second reason why you need staying power. It overcomes financial challenges and limitations. George Mueller, who founded Homes for Orphans in England, is a prime example of staying power. He saved the lives of thousands of children, and he did it by faith. The truth is, many times he didn't have the money to buy food for their next meal, but he never wavered and he never complained. What did he do? He prayed. And in response to his faith, money poured in from all over the world, and much of it from people he never knew. Mueller lived by this scripture, Romans 12, verse 11. It reads, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer." And that is the word for you today.